Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Good morning and welcome to today's presentation of high school softball. Today we bring you live coverage of the 2026 Division III Regional 21 softball tournament at Hanover Horton High School, featuring the Lumen Christi Titans and the Clinton Red Wolves, plus the Grass Lake Warriors and the Homer Trojans. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action starting this morning on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. Thanks for joining me today. Of course, the boys and the girls baseball softball tournament's a little bit offset. Today we've got, for the baseball tournament, the regional championship followed by the state quarterfinals. And our last Jackson County team alive is the Lumen Christi Titans playing over at Plymouth Christian Academy. We'll do our best to keep tabs on that one. But, of course, today we've got the three girls teams in Jackson County still alive, being today Lumen Christi and Grass Lake here at Hanover Horton. And then we've also got the Western Panthers softball team. They're still fighting to keep their season going today as well. So first game today, we've got Lumen Christi and Clinton, a couple of very good teams playing in the regional tournament. Of course, if you win a district tournament, you are, chances are, a very, very good team. So Lumen Christi 22-7-1 on the season, and Clinton, don't sleep on them, 31-8 on the season. So it's going to be a very tough matchup here in this first one, and then obviously Grass Lake following this one, 31-5, defending Division Three, state champions, and then Homer Trojans 22-11. On the season. Looking like we're going to have a little bit of an earlier start this morning. They're already going through some of the starting lineups and followed by the national anthem, of course, here at Hanover Horton High School. So a little quick preview on both these teams. Lumen Christi, they were able to beat Olivet and Hanover Horton in the district tournament to clinch a spot here in the regional tournament, which last season, this regional tournament, this is as far as they made it. They beat Springport and Olivet last year in the district tournament. And then also Hanover Horton in the regional semis before losing to Langsburg in the regional championship. So a win in this first game for Lumen Christi would officially clinch a season that they make it at least as far as they did last year. Meanwhile, for Clinton, they've beaten Blissfield and Madison in their district tournament. And last season, this is already a further season for Clinton than they made it last year. They beat Onsted and then ended up losing in the district championship. So by winning the district this year, obviously already clinching a spot in the regional this year, already a successful season for Clinton. As I mentioned, 31-8. This is a very good team. According to Max Preps, one of the top-ranked teams, number four in Division III. Now, Max Preps, obviously, and even the MHSAA rankings do have some flaws. They don't have the full games listed on there for whatever reason. Game Changer, the app Game Changer, seems to be the most accurate in terms of the schedule and the results for these teams. So both sources, Max Preps and MHSAA, for whatever reason, don't have the full results on there. So it's kind of hard to gauge the full abilities and rankings of these teams based on who they've beaten, who they've lost to, margin of victory and such. So we're going to take a quick timeout. Going to step aside and back in 2 minutes. We will bring you starting lineups and first pitch here for our first softball semi today between Clinton and Lumen Christi. Back in 2 minutes here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Struggling with a Social Security or disability claim? Don't face the system alone. I'm Larry Falzon with Wygott and Falzon. We know the process, we know the challenges, and we know how to fight for the benefits you deserve. Whether you're applying for the first time or appealing a denial, Wygott and Falzon will stand by your side every step of the way. Your consultation is free, and there are no fees until we win your case. Call 877-2-GET-PAID or online at wygottandfalzon.com, because losing is not an option.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer at a beverage manufacturing plant, he starts his day knowing every line is ready to run. Because Grainger delivers the industrial-grade products he needs to keep mixers, conveyors, and packaging equipment moving. With Grainger's vast selection of bearings, belts, and motors, he keeps operations running smoothly, so nothing grinds to a halt. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Happy summer! This is Jennifer Scanlon with The Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on five of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call The Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Welcome back here to Hanover Horton High School for live coverage of the 2026 softball regional tournament. First matchup today featuring the Lumen Christi Titans and the Clinton Red Wolves. Connor Dockery with you here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM for the first game today, and then the next two games, Grass Lake and Homer, and then the championships, the winners between these two games. Both of those games will be broadcast over on our sister station, WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. So, Lumen Christi on a coin flip. They were the determined home team for this first semifinal game, so it'll be Clinton batting first as the teams are going through their last little bit of warm-ups before getting ready to go. Starting pitcher for Lumen Christi will be Bella Rozek for this one, and Clinton ready to go with the top three due up in the top of the first inning. At third base, Callie Krueger, followed by shortstop Maya Popke, and Clinton starting pitcher Ashlyn Benscotter. And we are all ready to go here. Krueger ready to go at the plate, right-handed hitter. Rozek, of course, in the circle. Winds and fires. This one officially underway. That one missing for ball one, up and in. A little bit of a different vantage point for me today. Normally, I'm somewhere behind home plate for a lot of these games as the next pitch in the zone gets the upper corner, called for strike. It's a 1-1 count for Krueger. But meanwhile, based on the dynamics of this Hanover Horton softball field, is the next one in there called for a strike. 1-2 count. Very slanted, very slopey around the field, so I'm actually set up in left field, just in foul territory. Next pitch, just high from Rozek. Evens Kelly Krueger in the count, 2-2. Getting this one underway, winds and deals, taken up and in. Trying to get a jam right there, but Krueger not biting. Runs the count full, 3-2. Big pitch early on to get this one underway. Rozek winds and fires. That one taken high. It is ball four for Callie Krueger, a leadoff walk. So Krueger's on first. Nobody out. That brings in the shortstop, Maya Popke. Middle three, meanwhile, in the Clinton batting order will be at first base, Kylan Long. Center fielder, Lydia Ormsby. And then the designated player, Lola Sesniak. In the field for her will be in left field, Aaron Burton. First pitch misses for ball one, followed by the next pitch. Swing and a miss. Runs even in the count, 1-1. Bottom three in the Clinton batting order. Second base, Kaylin Sposit. Catcher, Sierra Welch. And right fielder, Lexi Zortzinis. If I say that right, it's a very tough name. Showing bunt right here, missing the contact, Popke. So that's going to be strike two. 1-2 count for Popke. Runner on first, no outs for Clinton here in the top of the first. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Ooh, looks like she might have gotten some contact on that one. Nope, it's going to be a foul. So still 1-2 count for Popke. Rozek in the circle, winds and fires. That one swung on. It's a short pop to first base, and that one's going to be caught by Arcaro there at first for a big out number one for this Lumen defense. Runner on first, one out. No score yet. Clinton now their number three batter, Ashton Benscotter, now at the plate. Rozek winds and fires, swinging a foul tip in the dirt to her left towards the Lumen Christi dugout. And that's going to be strike one in the count. Some cloud coverage today. Looks like initially was going to be a bit of a rainy day today, but it looks like, thankfully, most of that is south of us. As we got our next pitch, misses low and in for the right-handed hitter. Ashlyn Benscotter, she now draws even in the count 1-1. Does look like we might have a chance for some rain showers at times today. Hopefully nothing too sustained. We got a swing and a line drive. This one going to left field, and that one's going to be caught by Ellen Thompson out there. And a great throw back in, getting Callie Krueger retreating back to first. Nice read on liner by Thompson. There's the second out. Here's the number four batter, first baseman Kylan Long for Clinton. Rozek winds and fires. Fastball misses high. So far, some beautiful weather today. Nice and warm. Cool at times, depending on the breeze. Perfect weather for regional softball action. We got a swing and a foul behind. One ball, one strike for Kylan Long as Bella Rozek looks to get out of the top of the first unscathed despite the leadoff walk to Callie Krueger still there at first. 1-1 pitch. That's going to be swung on and popped up and out of play to the trees just shy of Moscow Road behind home plate, and it's 1-2 for Kylan Long. Today's coverage brought to you by Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey, Softwater, Wilby Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, and Phelps Towing. Next pitch in. Runner goes for second. It's going to be missing off the plate for a ball, and then a successful steal for Callie Krueger. Throw not in time there from Allison Furness, the Lumen Christi catcher. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Runner on second. We got a swing and a pop to shallow left field, the left side of the infield, and that's going to be caught by the third baseman, Okanuski. And that will retire the side. So Clinton getting a runner in scoring position, but not able to bring across the go-ahead run. We remain without a score going into the bottom of the first inning with Lumen Christi, their first time at the plate. This is girls high school softball brought to you by Aspen One Hour here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Kubota keeps the job site running smoothly with the number one selling compact excavator lineup in the world. Reliable, capable, and backed by strong dealer support. Stop by today to power up your crew. Right now, bring home select Kubota excavators with 0% financing available or save up to $7,000. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimer for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
We're back to the home of the Comets, Hanover Horton High School, for today's regional softball tournament. No score yet, bottom of the first for Lumen Christi against Clinton. Connor Dockery here on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. Leading off is third baseman Bree Okanewski against Ashlyn Ben Scotter. In the circle, who misses a pitch, Lewin inside for ball one. So, due up here in this inning, after Okanewski, it'll be a right fielder, Lucy Rozek, and then the shortstop, Lily Ganton. We've got another pitch missing inside, ball two. 2-0 count. Clinton wearing all black uniforms with black numbers trimmed in red and white. Got a late swing and a miss. Okanewski could not catch up with that pitch. That's going to be strike one. 2-1 count. Lumen Christi, meanwhile, with their cream-colored jerseys, green sleeves, green numbers, green pants, and green batting helmets. We've got a swing and a grounder. This one goes to second base. Not able to make the pickup cleanly. A little bit of a weird feed right there. Sposit kind of bobbled it, but it rolled right to Long at first. And stepping on the bag, able to get that forced out. Not exactly how you drew it up, but that is the first out of the inning. As Lucy Rozek stands in now. Base is empty, one out. No score yet. She's got a swing and a foul pitch behind. Ball's behind 0-1. Middle three of the Lumen Christi batting order. We've got Ollie Powers at second base, Spiller Rozek the pitcher, and then the designated player, Aaron O'Dowd, with Taylor Furness in center field for her. Next delivery, riser rises a little bit too high above the glove of the catcher, Welch. Goes right to the backstop. That's going to be ball one. 1-1 count for Lucy Rozek. Scotter winds and deals in the circle. Swing and a miss. 1-2 count. Bottom three of the Lumen Christi batting order. We at first base, Mallory Arcaro, catcher Allison Furness, and the left fielder Ellen Thompson. Head coach is Bobby Rozek. Swing and a miss out in front of that one. Did she make the contact, maybe? I think she did. Stays alive. Just kidding. Just strike two. 1-2. Ball, two strikes. And Scott are trying to sit down the first two batters. Next pitch, a little bit high. Check swing from Lucy Rozek. Doesn't fully pull the trigger. Good decision to hold up. Two balls, two strikes. And Scott are ready to go in the circle. The 2-2 on its way. That one called strike three. Lower inside corner. Ben Scotter bringing the heat. Strikeout right there, brought to you by IST. First strikeout of the game. And she retires the first two batters here. Lumen Christi trying to keep this inning going here. Number three batter, Lily Ganton, shortstop. Winds and deals that one high. Ganton ready to go back in the box. Right-handed batter winds and fires. Swing and a miss. Boy, Ben Scotter really feeling it right now. You get to the time of the season where teams are leaving it all out there. The quality of pitching that you get at this stage of the postseason is just unbelievable. We got a swing and a line drive to left field, and that's going to get past Burton in left, and that's going to be a stand-up double from Lily Ganton to keep the inning going for the Lady Titans. First base hit of the game for either team. And both teams now in the first inning have had a chance with a runner in scoring position. Clinton, of course, was not able to capitalize in the top of the first. We'll see if Lumen can strike first here in the bottom of the first. Here is the second baseman, Ollie Powers, as she looks at a pitch low and away, ball one. I always bring it up, two out magic. Potentially got two out magic brewing. We got a swing and a pop. This one goes out of play up and over the Clinton dugout along the first baseline. And it's now a 1-1 count. And Scotter in the circle. Next one on its way. That one taken right down the middle, called strike two. Trying to not let that two out double come back to bite her. Trying to keep this game scoreless for Clinton. 1-2 floats in. That one misses just off the plate. Off-speed delivery there. Two balls, two strikes for Ollie Powers. And Scotter gets her pitch. 2-2. Swinging a line drive. This one going to right field, and that's going to be straight to the glove of Zort Zitnis in right field, and that's going to be out number three. So a two-out double from Lily Ganton does not come to pass. We remain scoreless. Going to the top of the second. Coming up in 60 seconds, this is girls regional softball. Back in 60 seconds. Brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Top of the second inning from Hanover Horton High School. No score yet between Lumen Christi and Clinton softball. As immediately on the first pitch, we got a swing and a grounder into right field, and then a relay back in. Throw not in time. Lydia Ormsby, a leadoff single on a single pitch. So both the first and the second innings now, Clinton with their leadoff hitter on. Not able to strike in that first inning with a run, but Clinton in the middle of their order trying to come through right here. Bella Rozek in the circle. First pitch gets that one on the outside half of the plate for a called first strike. That also represented with the Ormsby first base hit of the game for Clinton. Next pitch, that one gets the top of the zone up and in. Nice riser there from Rozek. 0-2 count quickly for Lola Sesniak, the designated player. Winds and fires too high this time. One ball and two strikes. So back in the first inning, we had a leadoff walk for Callie Krueger. Eventually, with two outs, stole second. But a couple of pop-outs there getting out of that jam. 1-2, swing and a miss. First strikeout of the game, bringing the heat strikeout from Bella Rozek, brought to you by Industrial Steel Treating, and there's the first out of the inning. brings in the number 7 batter, second baseman Kalen Sposit. Showing bunt initially, holding off. Runner goes for second, and the throw is going to be too far. Good stop right there for Taylor Furness to prevent that one from being potentially further bases. But a stolen base there for Lydia Ormsby. Next delivery, we got a swing and a pop to the right side of the infield. That's going to be caught. And out number 2. Big out number 2. Caught there by Powers. Runner on second for Clinton. 2 outs. Here's the number 8 batter, catcher Sarah Welch. Noah Rozak in the circle, winds and fires. That one misses up and in. Bit of a consistent breeze now here at Hanover Horton. Again, majority of the bad weather appears to be south of us in Jackson County. Next one, swing and a miss. 1-1 to Sierra Welch. Both innings, Clinton has had a runner in scoring position. Noah Rozak trying to keep that 0 on the scoreboard. Next one called, strike 2, up and in. Searching for her second strikeout of the inning. That'd be a good way to end this top of the second. 1-2, swing and a miss. A huge cheer in the circle from Bella Rozek on getting that second strikeout, bringing the heat strikeout, brought to you by IST. And 2 innings and 2 runners in scoring position. Clinton not able to come through. We remain scoreless. Bottom of the second. Coming your way in 60 seconds. This is Girls Regional Softball, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Happy summer. This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on 5 of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Bottom of 2 for our first game today of the 2026 softball regional tournament at Hanover Horton High School. No score yet between Lumen Christi and Clinton. Connor Dockery with you. First game today on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. The last 2 will be on 970 WKHM. We got a first pitch swing and a miss for pitcher Bella Rozek with her first at-bat today. Next delivery, swing and a miss. Quick 0-2 count.
Go, Bella!
Not able to make contact on those first 2 deliveries. Gets back into the left-handed batter's box right here. Ben Scott, our next pitch, swing and a foul up to the left-hand side. Right towards the Lumen Christi dugout. Staying alive right here with an 0-2 count. Ben Scotter. 2 quick outs in that first inning and then a double by Lily Ganton, but she would be stranded there at second. 0-2 riser misses high. Bat staying on the shoulders there for Bella Rozek. Not tempted. 1-2 now. Here we go, 1-2 on its way, swing and a miss. Bella Rozek strikes out to lead off the bottom of the second for Lumen Christi. Bringing the heat strikeout, brought to you by IST. Second of the game for Ben Scotter. and she retires the leadoff hitter. Here is Aaron O'Dowd, designated player, who looks at the first pitch high for ball one. Got some fast-moving clouds here, obviously, with this this breeze, some lower clouds. Again, the majority of the nasty weather appears to be south of us for the most part today. Again, chance at some showers at times, maybe around noon, maybe in the afternoon. Hopefully nothing that will affect today's play, as we've got another pitch here. This one called strike. One ball, two strike count for Aaron O'Dowd, number six in the Lumen Christi softball batting order, getting her first action here. Winds and fires, check swing, and it looks like she held up in time. Going to be a ball. Oh, no, they did appeal there to the umpire at first. A little bit late, but they did appeal, and it looks like she did break the plane. So that is another strikeout. Back-to-back strikeouts, bringing the Heat strikeouts, brought to you by IST for Ashlyn Benscotter. Three now on the day, and she retires the first two batters. No score yet here in the bottom of the second. We got a big swing and a miss from the first baseman, Mallory Arcaro, getting her first AB in this one. Falls behind 0-1. And Benscotter, boy, you could just sense pitching with a lot of confidence. Even on the other side, Bella Rozak as well. Both pitchers with some early base runners, but really feeling it right here in this regional semi. Got another swing and a miss, 0-2. Benscotter, chance to strike out the side. Next one, swinging a line drive. This one is going to be a base hit into right field. That one rolls into foul territory. Throw back in is not going to stop her, sliding into second. A two-out double for Mallory Arcaro, keeping the inning going for Lumen Christi. And Allison Furness, she did have the catcher's gear on. Had to take that off as she's now got to get into the box, keeping this thing alive. Second hit of the game for Lumen. Both of them two-out doubles here in the first and second innings. Compliments of Lily Ganton and Mallory Arcaro. So we'll see if Lumen Christi can strike early here. A little two-out magic here in the bottom of the second inning. No score yet in this regional semifinal. We're at that time of the year where just the quality of pitching, going to have a lot of low-scoring games here from here on out. We've got a first pitch called strike one for Allison Furness, the catcher. Ben Scott are ready to go. Winds and fires. Riser too high. One ball, one strike. We've got, looks like the Homer softball team rolling in here. Set to take on the defending state champs, Grass Lake Lady Warriors, as speaking of Grass Lake, looks like they're rolling in right now as well. Ready for the second game today. Next one in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Winds and fires. Called strike three. All three outs in the inning by way of the strikeout, bringing it the Heat strikeouts, brought to you by IST. Four on the game so far for Ashlyn Benscotter. And another two-out double does not come to pass for Lumen Christi. We remain without a score through two innings. This is Girls Regional Softball, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour. Top of the third next on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Today's coverage brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Jim Winter Auto Group, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Top of the third, here from Hanover Horton High School. No score yet between Lumen Christie and Clinton. We've got 9, 1, and 2 hitters due up for the Clinton Lady Red Wolves. Led off by the right fielder Lexi Zortzinas. First pitch, a ball, and then a swing and a foul tip behind for a strike. 1-1 count. As both pitchers, Bella Rozek currently for Lumen Christie, and then for Clinton, Ashlyn Benscott, are both pitching with a lot of confidence right now. Another pitch missing high, ball one. Make it ball two, beg your pardon, 2-1 count. For Zortzinas, her first AB in this one. Late swing and a miss on the next delivery. And Bella Rozek draws even in the count now. Two balls and two strikes. Next delivery called strike three right down the middle. Zortzinas freezing up. And that is now three strikeouts in the last four batters for Bella Rozek, dating back to the last inning. Bring in the heat strikeout, brought to you by IST. And she retires the leadoff batter. That brings back the top of the order with Kelly Krueger, third baseman for Clinton. Looks at the first pitch, called strike one inside half of the plate. Next pitch on its way. That one's called strike two, up and in. A little bit of a hesitation there from the home plate umpire, but called strike two all the same. Winds and fires. That one misses high. Callie Krueger represented the first base runner of the game for Clinton. She drew a leadoff walk, eventually stole second, but not able to come around for the score as we have another pitch floating in just off the plate. Nice feed there from Rozek. Just couldn't clip the zone. Two balls, two strikes for Kelly Krueger. Rozek ready to go. Winds and fires. Swinging a line drive. This one going to deep right center field. That one's going to bang off the fence here. Going to be a close play. Sliding in. Called out at second. Callie Krueger, man, she can't believe it. She was seeing two bases as soon as that one left the bat. But as that one banged off the wall, great relay there by Taylor Furness, throwing into second, and Krueger not able to slide in time. Just late at the tag. Great defensive work by Lumen Christie. Able to get that second out, and here is Maya Popke, shortstop, trying to keep the inning going as we've got a swing and a foul tip to the right-hand side. Screaming there towards Clinton's dugout. Thankfully, there's a screen there. And there's the first strike. Next one, that one misses, ball one. It was the second hit of the game, however, for Clinton. Even though out second, we got a swing and a grounder. This one right towards second. Pickup throw. Ooh, not going to be in time. That one was a... not a clean pickup there from Powers, and then Ganton able to come in, and she ended up not pulling the trigger there. Would have been a close play there, but the inning does stay alive. Now with Clinton, Maya Popke first, infield single. Back-to-back base hits, but of course with Kelly Krueger out at second. We just have the runner on first, now second, as we have on the first pitch, Popke stealing second base. So Clinton trying to pour on the two-out pressure right here. with Ashton Benscotter at the plate. Runner on second now with two outs. Still no score here in the top of the third inning. Third inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar, Charles Schwab. Line drive, base hit into left field. And that's just going to be runners on the corners for Clinton. Three straight base hits. Putting runners on the corners with two outs. And that's going to bring in Kylan Long, first baseman. Four hits on the game for Clinton. But they're threatening right here with two outs. Long first pitch, a late swing and a miss. Falls behind 0-1 to Bella Rozek, trying to pitch out of this jam. Clinton, meanwhile, trying to strike first. Get the first runs. We got a swing, and we've got a pop to the right side of the infield, and that's going to be caught by Powers. Huge third out. Strands runners on the corners. Despite the three straight base hits, Clinton still held off the board. No score yet. Bottom of the third coming up in 60 seconds. This is Girls Regional Softball brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Struggling with a Social Security or disability claim? Don't face the system alone. I'm Larry Falzon with Wygott and Falzon. We know the process, we know the challenges, and we know how to fight for the benefits you deserve. Whether you're applying for the first time or appealing a denial, Wygott and Falzon will stand by your side every step of the way. Your consultation is free, and there are no fees until we win your case. Call 877-2-GET-PAID or online at wygottandfalzon.com, because losing is not an option.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer at a beverage manufacturing plant, he starts his day knowing every line is ready to run. Because Grainger delivers the industrial-grade products he needs to keep mixers, conveyors, and packaging equipment moving. With Grainger's vast selection of bearings, belts, and motors, he keeps operations running smoothly, so nothing grinds to a halt. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Bottom of the third inning for our first of three games today from Hanover Horton High School. We've got Lumen Christie and Clinton. No score yet, bottom of the third. Connor Dockery with you on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM. We've got 9-1 and 2 batters due up for Lumen Christie. Leading off is the left fielder, Ellen Thompson. After that foul, a 0-2 count, couple of foul pitches in this at-bat. Benscotter in the circle, winds and fires. We got another foul tip behind into the fencing there, the backstop. Still hanging on 0-2, but Benscotter really, really pitching with confidence. Three strikeouts in the last inning, four on the game. We have another swing and a foul for Thompson. Winds and fires, swinging a pop, this one up and out of play over the Clinton dugout along first base. And still fighting here. Ellen Thompson really racking up the fouls, proving to be a very tough out right here. Third inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab's. We've got a swing and a grounder. This one goes right to short. Throw across to first base in time. Pop keyed along for the first out. Brings back the top of the batting order for Lumen. Bree Okanewski. She is 0-for-1. She grounded out to second in the first inning. Lumen Christie so far in this one, in the first two innings, getting a two-out double from Lily Ganton and then Mallory Arcaro, but not able to bring those runners home. First pitch, check swing. That's going to be called strike one anyways, regardless of whether or not she broke the plane. 0-1 count. Next delivery, we got a swing and a pop foul up and over the Clinton dugout. And it's a quick 0-2 count for Okanewski. Again, we got Homer and Grass Lake softball waiting out here behind me beyond left field for their regional semifinal matchup following this game, which that game will be between 30 and 60 minutes after the conclusion of this game, and we'll be doing that broadcast over on our sister station, WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Got another swing and a foul behind for Okanuski, staying in the count 1-2. Looks like with all these fouls, we've run out of softballs, trying to get a new one from the Lumen dugout. Trying to have people track down some of these fouls as well. Obviously with Ellen Thompson, a lot of fouled pitches to start this inning. Eventually grounded out. Here's the 1-2 count. Swing and a miss high and late. And that's going to be the fifth strikeout of the game, bringing the Heat strikeout. Brought to you by IST there for Ashlyn Benscotter. And she retires the first two batters in the third inning. Trying to keep the inning alive. It's Lucy Rozek as the first pitch is high and then deflects off of the catcher Welch, her glove, and goes to the backstop. Not like there's any base runners to contend with anyways, but ball one. I mentioned a two-out double in both the first two innings for Lumen. Maybe we got something right here for Lucy Rozek. Late swing and a miss behind that fastball. One ball, one strike. Struck out the first of five strikeout victims for Benscotter in this one back in the first inning. Next one, late swing and a miss again. Can't keep up with that fastball. Man, she is really locating that pitch exceptionally well right now. Especially with that velocity. These Lumen Christie batters have been struggling to catch up so far. Here's the 1-2. Swinging a foul up and out of play towards Moscow Road. Trees blocking that one. You can hear cars constantly driving up and down that road. I imagine if one sneaks through and gets a windshield, that would probably be not the first time that that's happened. 1-2. That one's high. A little bit of a check swing, not fully committing. And a good hold off there for Lucy Rozek. Now two balls and two strikes. Space is empty, two outs, no score here in the bottom of the third inning. Next one, swing and a foul tip in and out of the glove of Welch. Boy, if she hung on to that one, could have secured the strikeout, but Lucy Rozek staying alive right here. Takes a practice swing, gets back ready in the left-handed batter's box. Benscotter winds and fires. Called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts for Benscotter. Six strikeouts on the game, bringing the Heat strikeouts. Brought to you by IST. And Lumen Christie goes down in order here in the bottom of the third inning, where we remain without a score. Going into the top of the fourth, coming your way next in 60 seconds. This is Girls Regional Softball, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Happy summer. This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on five of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Daily softball coverage brought to you by the Brokerage House, Kelly Express Mart, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Jackson College, and County National Bank. No score yet through three innings. Now in the top of the fourth between Lumen Christi and Clinton for our first regional semifinal today at Hanover Horton High School. Noah Rozek back in the circle. First pitch in there for a strike and then misses high for a ball to the leadoff hitter, Lydia Ormsby. Center fielder for Clinton. We've got 5, 6, and 7 due up here in this fourth inning for the Lady Red Wolves. 1-1 pitch, a swing and a foul tip behind. Falls behind 0-2. Clinton, of course, had the best chance so far in this one to score in the top of the third. They had three straight singles, the first of which, of course, out at second, trying to stretch into a double. We got a swing and a grounder just hugging the third baseline. Pickup throw to first is in time. Beautiful throw. Okanuski to Arcaro. Just beating the base runner by half a step, and there's a big first out. Brings in the designated player, Lola Sesniak, number six in the Clinton batting order. First pitch, we got a swing and a fly ball. This one high and deep to center field, and that one's going to be glove in and out of the glove at the fence for Taylor Furness. Throw back in and not in time to prevent the one-out double for Lola Sesniak. Not able to haul that one in, but potentially saved a round tripper right there. That one right at the top of the fence here at Hanover Horton. So another threatening inning right here for Clinton as we've got Kaylin Sposit at the plate. The fifth hit of the game for Clinton. Next delivery, that one misses just high. Ball one strike for Kaylin Sposit, who is 0-for-1 in this one. A pop out back in the second inning in her first plate appearance. Winds and fires, swinging a grounder. This one hard right towards shorts. Ganton to Arcaro in time for a big second out and one in which Sesniak does not move up from second. Runner on second, two outs now, no score yet, top of the fourth. That brings in the catcher, Sierra Welch. Winds and fires, first pitch, that one misses up and in. Four ball one, and then you had, of course, Allison Furness coming in to prevent Willa Sesniak from getting any bright ideas standing there off second. 0-1 pitch, swinging a grounder. This one just past the glove of Okanuski at third. Now coming in for the score, Sesniak throw offline goes to the backstop. Meanwhile, Welch moving up to second, and that midway through this game, all the way in the top of the fourth, is our first run of the game. Clinton leads 1-0 over Lumen Christi in the regional semis. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning RBI for Welch coming through for the Lady Red Wolves here. Now it's Lexi Zortzinis, number 9 batter, at the plate. Runner on second with two outs. Next pitch, that one misses high. Two balls and no strikes. Two hits and a run scoring in this inning for Clinton so far. We got another pitch missing, 3-0. Bella Rozek has not walked a batter since the very first batter she's faced today, as we got a pitch right down the middle called strike one. 3-1 count now for Zortzinis. Next pitch, called strike two. Count runs full. 3-2 for Zortzinis as Bella Rozek looks to end this fourth inning. Pitch misses high, and that is ball four. Now going to be a quick meeting there in the circle for Bella Rozek, all the infielders, and head coach Bobby Rozek coming in for a chat, trying to rally the troops right here. Of course, Clinton bringing in the first run of the game in this inning, and now currently with runners on first and second with two outs, threatening to do even more damage with the top of the Clinton batting order. Currently at the plate with their number one hitter, Kelly Krueger, ready to stand in. Meeting in circle concludes. Some last words of encouragement there from the catcher, Allison Furness, before she heads back behind home. And here is Kelly Krueger now. Bella Rozek winds and fires in the circle. That one called strike one, inside half. Good first pitch. Getting ahead in the count. Krueger so far, she's one for one with a walk and a single. A little bit of a back hop there on the next pitch, thinking that was going to be more inside than it was, but did get the inside half of the plate. Called strike two. Bella Rozek, chance to get out of the inning. 0-2, misses high. 1-0 Clinton, top of the fourth. Runners on first and second with two outs. And a 1-2 count for Krueger. Next pitch, that one misses just inside. We had another little bit of a back hop there from Krueger, but this time it truly was inside and off the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Next delivery, misses high again. 3-2 full count. Two on, two out. Huge pitch right here for both teams. Lumen Christie trying to keep this at just a 1-0 deficit. Clinton looking to add to their lead potentially. Payoff. Check swing. Broke the plane. Third strike. Huge. Bringing the Heat strikeout. Brought to you by Aspen One Hour. Retires two on, but Clinton does bring across the first run of the game. Compliments of a RBI base hit from Sierra Welch. Two hits for one run in the inning, two left on. It's 1-0 Clinton going into the bottom of the fourth inning. Back in 60 seconds, this is Girls Regional Softball, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Kubota keeps the job site running smoothly with the number one selling compact excavator lineup in the world. Reliable, capable, and backed by strong dealer support. Stop by today to power up your crew. Right now, bring home select Kubota excavators with 0% financing available or save up to $7,000. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimer for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Bottom of the fourth inning here from Hanover Horton High School. First of three games today in the regional tournament. Clinton leads over Lumen Christie 1-0. As we've got 3, 4, and 5 due up for the Lady Titans, led off by the shortstop Lily Ganton, looking at a pitch off the plate for ball one. She's 1-for-1 with a double in her first play appearance. Be big for her team if she were to get on base right here to lead off the inning. It's been a big part of Ashlyn Benscotter's performance in this one in the circle for Clinton. All three innings so far, Lumen Christie's not been able to get the leadoff hitter on, as we got a swing and a miss for Ganton. Two balls and a strike in the count. A great line so far for Benscotter. No runs, two hits, six strikeouts, and no walks. Next pitch, that's going to be up and in. Three balls and a strike. Great chance right here for Lily Ganton. Trying to be the leadoff base runner. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Obviously had the green light there with the 3-1 count, but that now runs the count full. 3-2. Massive pitch right here. As Lumen tries to answer that one run, top of the fourth from Clinton. Next pitch, called strike three, inside half. Three strikeouts in a row for Ben Scotter, dating back to the last inning. It's number 7 on the game, bringing the Heat strikeout, brought to you by IST. And that is the leadoff batter retired. Bringing in the second baseman, Ollie Powers, as she takes ball one too high just above the zone. 1-0 Clinton. Bases empty, one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Very fast-moving game, low scoring. Every base runner is just so important at this stage of the season. Missing another right there. Rather called strike one. 1-1 count for Powers. Next one just low. Haven't had many low pitches from Ben Scotter today. 2-1. Powers 0-for-1. She lined out to right field in the first inning, her first plate appearance. Next pitch, swing and a line drive. That one, a base hit into right field. And that's a one-out single for Ollie Powers. Lumen Christie trying to respond, falling behind 1-0 in the top of this fourth. And now we got Bella Rozek at the plate. With Lumen Christie tying run at first, trying to answer here. First pitch from Ben Scotter, called strike one right down the middle. 0-1 count, Bella Rozek. Strikeout in the top of making the bottom of the second inning to lead off that inning. She's 0-for-1. Next delivery, that one called strike two. That one a little bit of an outside pitch, clipping the zone. It's an 0-2 count for Rozek. Trying to be a little bit more patient. She had a couple swings and misses the first time around. 0-2, called strike three. She takes all three pitches in the zone for strikes. And there is a big second out of the inning for Clinton. And their defense right here, 8th strikeout, bringing the Heat strikeout, brought to you by AST from Ashlyn Benscotter. Now we got a swing and a drive. Aaron O'Dowd, this one fly ball in the right field near the fence, but it is caught by Zort Zinnes. And that will retire the side. So a one-out single from Ollie Powers. Lumen Christie not able to tie this thing up, trailing 1-0. Through 4 innings. Back in 60 seconds, this is Girls Regional Softball, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
1-0, Clinton over Lumen Christie. from Hannibal Horton High School. First of three games today. Winner of this game will take on the winner of Grass Lake and Homer in the regional championship. Chance to play in the state quarterfinals, which will be on Tuesday. As we go into the final week of the baseball and softball season next week. Clinton, 2, 3, and 4 due up in this inning. And we've got Maya Popke leading this one off. Shortstop for Clinton. One last little meeting in the circle there for Lumen Christie. So Clinton, the last two innings, they've been putting on the pressure here. As we've got Ollie Powers is pitching now for Lumen. Meanwhile, Rozek moves to third. Popke, first pitch, that one misses high. Next delivery, swing, check swing, but pop that one foul up and out of play. Interesting contact right there. One ball, one strike. Next delivery, taken high. Two balls and a strike. So through four innings, Bella Rozek in the start. Clinton started to really get the some good contact against her, but still able to hold this one to just one run. As we got a swing and a pop to the left side of the infield, and that one's going to be caught by Lily Genton for the first out. That brings in the pitcher, Ashlyn Benscotter, for Clinton. So Bella Rozek threw four innings pitching, allowed just the one run on six hits, four strikeouts, and two walks. Powers winds and fires. That one misses high for ball one. Ben Scotter, 1-for-2 at the plate. Line out in the first inning. Single in the third. Powers, next pitch, swing and a fly ball. This one to shallow center field, and that's going to be caught again by Ganton. Both putouts in the inning, and the first two batters retired for Clinton, with Kylan Long trying to keep this inning alive. Clinton has not been retired in order yet in an inning. Through four innings, they've had at least one base runner. They've had a base runner in scoring position every single inning, but the last two innings, that's when they've really been able to get a lot of pressure going. Multiple base runners able to finally drive across the go-ahead run in the last inning. Swing and a miss now. 0-2, Kylan Long. Ollie Powers' chance to make this a quick defensive inning for Lumen Christie as they try to at least tie the game up. Next pitch misses high, a little bit too high on that one. One ball, two strikes, space is empty, two outs. Lumen Christie trailing 1-0 to Clinton here in the top of the fifth. We got a swing and a foul. Up and out of play behind. Into the trees along Moscow Road. Still a 1-2 count. Winds and fires, trying to float that one in too high. 2-2, good fight here from Kylan Long. So far in this one, 0-for-2. A couple of pop-outs in the first and third innings. 2-2 pitch, swing and a pop. This one in foul territory. Is there enough room? No, there isn't. That one ends up going over the Lumen dugout. And it remains a 2-2 count. A couple practice swings for Kylan Long before standing back in. They needed another new softball from the dugout as well. Powers in the circle once more. 2-2. Missing high. Another full count. 3-2. go a long way for Lumen to just get out of the inning in order. Bats back in your hands. We got a swing and a foul on the 3-2. Staying alive here, Kylan Long. Again, it's just 1-0. Got to try to get the pressure. Even just getting multiple base runners on could go a long way in trying to break through here. Payoff again. Swing and a line drive right into the glove there at second base for Okanewski. Huge third out, and Clinton retired in order. Here in the top of the fifth, it remains 1-0. Clinton over Lumen. Bottom of the fifth coming up in 60 seconds. This is Girls Regional Softball on Fox Sports 101.9.
Happy summer. This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on five of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability. Reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
Quick ground out to short for Mallory Arcaro to lead off the bottom of the fifth for Lumen Christie, just as we were coming back on the first pitch. So just like that, base is empty, one out for Lumen Christie, trailing 1-0 for Clinton here at Hanover Horton High School. Now we've got Allison Furness, the catcher, showing bunt here, but it rolls foul along the third base line. She's got to get back into the box. So now with the bunts, Lumen Christie trying different options, just trying to get some base runners here. I think the key here is just trying to get multiple base runners on. They've had just a single base runner in three of the four innings they've had at the plate, but not able to get that big swing once they get a base runner on. Takes another pitch. One ball, one strike from Ben Scotter. That one just off the plate. 2-1. Allison Furness, her second plate appearance in this one, struck out looking back in the second inning. Next one, swing and a foul out of play. A lot of foul balls in this one. 2-2 count. Back in the circle for Ben Scotter. Check swing low. Good job holding up there for Furness, staying alive and running the count full. 3-2. Number 8 batter in the order, with the number 9 batter, Ellen Thompson, waiting in the on-deck circle. 3-2. Called strike 3. Big second out for Ben Scotter and the Lady Red Wolves. Bringing the heat strikeout, brought to you by IST. Number 9 of the game for Ben Scotter. Wheeling and dealing in this one, and she retires the first two batters of the inning. Ellen Thompson, the left fielder, trying to keep this inning alive with the top of the Lumen order. Waiting in the wings. We got a first pitch, swing and a miss. 1-0 Clinton here in the bottom of the fifth. Next pitch misses low. One ball, one strike. Thompson grounded out to lead off the third inning in her first plate appearance. Next delivery, a back hop there. That one misses inside. Two balls, one strike for Ellen Thompson. Come on, two. Go, Ellen. Scotter takes a moment, gets back on, and called strike two. That one just top of the zone. Just getting enough of it. 2-2. Trying to have another inning into order. Next one, swing and a foul tip in the dirt. Thompson staying in there. The line on Ben Scotter today, unbelievable. 4 2/3 innings, no runs on 3 hits, no walks, 9 strikeouts. She's been amazing. We got a swing and a pop out of play towards the trees along the first baseline. Still a 2-2 count. Of course, with how good Ben Scotter is, still just a razor-thin margin of error with her team only leading 1-0. In the latter inning, swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts now into double digits. 10 for Ben Scotter, bringing the Heat strikeout, brought to you by IST. And Lumen Christie goes down in order in the bottom of the fifth. Through 5, 1-0. Clinton over Lumen Christie. Top of the sixth, coming your way in 60 seconds. This is Girls Regional Softball on Fox Sports 101.9.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Now in the top of the sixth inning of our first regional semifinal today, Clinton leads 1-0 over Lumen Christie. 5, 6, and 7 due up. Led off by the center fielder Lydia Ormsby. Currently a 1-1 count. Only Powers still in the circle for Lumen Christie. Next delivery, swing and a miss. 1-2. Today's coverage brought to you by Omni, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, and Jessica Villarreal with 5-Star Real Estate. Next pitch. Not one taken high. Ball 2. Big inning in relief for Powers coming in after 4 innings of Bella Rozek, able to retire Clinton in order for the first time today. Swing and a miss. Leadoff strikeout for Ollie Powers, bringing the Heat strikeout, brought to you by IST, her first in relief, 5th overall across her and Rozek in this game. That's now the last 5 batters retired in order, and that's the top 5 of the lineup, as we've got a swing and a line drive right into the glove of Ganton. That's short by Loa Sesniak. Quick 2 outs. See, turning it up here defensively after back-to-back innings that Clinton got a combined 5 hits and got that elusive first run in this one. Great response here in the 2 innings since defensively. They just got to try to find a way to break through to Ashwin Ben Scotter there in the circle. When they're at the plate, they only got to 2 more innings to try to get some runs here. It's Kaelin Sposit at the plate now. First pitch for a ball. Next one swung on and grounded foul along the third base line. 1-1 count now. Ton of people here in attendance here. Of course, we got both Clinton and Lumen Christie supporters pack the stands here, and we got a big swing and a miss for Sposit. Falling behind 1-2. Also got a ton of Homer and Grass Lake supporters trying to make their way in as well, ready for the next matchup. Next pitch. Ooh, that one looked to be called strike three, but no, just inside, missing. Two balls, two strikes for Sposit at the plate. Next delivery, swing and a foul behind, staying alive. Sposit 0-2 in this one. Pop out into second and a ground out in the fourth. Trying to retire Clinton in order for the second inning in a row. 2-2, swinging a grounder right back to Powers in the circle. Gloved, thrown to first, and did that bring her off the bag? It did. Throw was a little bit high. Arcaro had to jump up and forward to try to make that catch. It's a two-out error, keeping the inning going for Clinton. Runner on first with two outs. That brings in the catcher, Sierra Welch, who, as of right now, she is the offensive hero of the game. At the first pitch, missing for the bunt, and then meanwhile, he's a caught stealing. Kaylin Sposit trying to steal second. Great throw from Allison Furness to second, getting her, trying to steal, and technically right there, Clint retired in order as that two-out error not coming to pass remains 1-0. Clinton over Lumen Christi. Bottom of the sixth coming up in 60 seconds. This is Girls Regional Softball brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Struggling with a Social Security or disability claim? Don't face the system alone. I'm Larry Falzon with Wygott & Falzon. We know the process, we know the challenges, and we know how to fight for the benefits you deserve. Whether you're applying for the first time or appealing a denial, Wygott & Falzon will stand by your side every step of the way. Your consultation is free, and there are no fees until we win your case. Call 877-2-GET-PAID or online at wygottandfalzon.com, because losing is not an option.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer at a beverage manufacturing plant, he starts his day knowing every line is ready to run. Because Grainger delivers the industrial-grade products he needs to keep mixers, conveyors, and packaging equipment moving. With Grainger's vast selection of bearings, belts, and motors, he keeps operations running smoothly, so nothing grinds to a halt. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Bottom of the sixth. In the latter stage of this one, still only 1-0. Clinton over Lumen Christi in our first regional semifinal today. Connor Donkery with you from Hanover Horton High School. 1, 2, and 3 due up for Lumen Christi in the bottom of the sixth, led off by the third baseman, Bree Okanuski, of course, started at third, has since moved to second. Couple fouls right here, 0-2, with Ashlyn Benscotter still in the circle. Unbelievable pitching today as the pitch missed up and away on the 0-2 delivery. It's 1-2 now. So far, 0-2, a ground out and a strikeout for Okanuski, and a swing and a miss. Another strikeout here. That's 11 on the game for Benscotter. Just unbelievable pitching performance today. We'll see Rozek at the plate now. 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts, both looking. Here we go with the first pitch here, showing bunt. This one rolls right there to Benscotter along the first baseline. Throw to first. Just got her. Wow. Unbelievable play. That throw was from the ground. Not only making great pitches in the circle, but making great defensive plays like that, retiring the first two batters of the inning. Brings in Lily Ganton. Now we've got Lumen Christi head coach Bobby Rozek having a chat with the first base umpire after that play. And now the two umpires are going to have a quick meeting, and they do confirm the out call. Ground out for Lucy Rozek on that bunt attempt. And that brings in Lily Ganton, trying to keep the inning alive. Again, only 1-0. Anything can happen. You just got to get try to get some base runners on. First pitch, that one misses high for ball one. Lily Ganton, she is 1-for-2. Had a two-out double back in the first inning and then struck out to lead off the fourth. Next pitch, big swing and a miss right here. Count runs even at 1-1. But Ben Scotter, my oh my. No runs on just 3 hits, 11 strikeouts, and 0 walks. She's been just close to untouchable in this one. We got a swing and a pop. This one just ahead of home plate, and it's caught by Ben Scotter coming in to make that catch. And Lumen retired in order for the second inning in a row. They've had 8 straight batters retired here by Ben Scotter, who's just been pitching unbelievable here for Clinton, keeping her Lady Red Wolves in front 1-0 going into the 7th and final inning. Top of the 7th next in 60 seconds. This is Girls Regional Softball brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
Happy summer! This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on 5 of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Now in the 7th inning, but we've got a leadoff bomb right as we are coming back. Catcher Sierra Welch sends one to left center field over the fence here at Hanover Horton. Just like that, it's 2-0 Clinton. A massive insurance run for the Lady Red Wolves to start the top of the 7th inning. Sierra Welch, the offensive hero in this one for Clinton. She not only drove in the go-ahead run back in the 4th inning, but now she's adding to it with that solo bomb. So 2-0 now, Clinton over Lumen Christie, top of the 7th inning. Base is empty, 0 outs. And now here's the number 9 hitter, Lexi Zordzinis. First pitch foul, next pitch swing and a miss. One count now. So Ollie Powers still in relief here. Her third inning of work, because we've got a swing and a fly ball. This one going to shallow right field, and that's going to be caught by Okanuski there at second for out number one. Big first out there. Even though you allowed that leadoff home run, at least it was only a solo home run. Solo home runs are not going to kill you. But Lumen Christie with Ollie Powers got to try to find a way to shut down Clinton from here and then get the bat one more try in the bottom of the 7th. But, I mean, it's been tough to even just get base runners in this. Got to try to rally now from down 2. Got a pitch missing high, couple pitches missing for the top of the order. Number one batter, Callie Krueger, third baseman. Currently a 2-0 count. Got a swing and another one missing high, 3-0. Krueger, excellent Excellent zone awareness. She drew the leadoff walk all the way back in the first. And she draws another one here. Second walk that she's drawn actually two of the three walks for Clinton here. No, looks like that. Looks like they had that one wrong. That was only it's only ball three. She immediately headed to first as if that was a walk. It's still a 3-1 count. Might have been a late strike count. He's got a next pitch, and that's going to be ball four. One pitch later than she thought. So still a walk all the same. Again, drawing two of the team's three walks that they've drawn today. Overall, she's 1-for-2, single strikeout, and two walks. Here is Maya Popke, the Clinton shortstop, showing button initially. And Kruger threatening to go to second, does not ultimately try for the steal. She's already cost her team an out in this one, trying to get aggressive on the bases, trying to stretch a single into a double. As we got a bunt here from Popke, picked up, thrown to first in time. Arcaro to Powers covering, make it to Okanuski covering. And that's a sacrifice bunt for Popke. Runner on second, two outs. And that brings in Ashlyn Benscotter. Obviously been amazing in this one pitching. And she could do her team a favor if she's able to come through here. Potential more insurance right here. Currently 2-0 Clinton in the top of the seventh here at Hanover Horton High School. First pitch in there for strike one. Powers, lines, and fires. That one misses just above the zone, just high. Ben Scotter at the plate. This one, 1-for-3. A third inning single. Next one, we got a swing and a pop to the right side of the infield. Foul territory. Nice catch made by Arcaro. And that will conclude the top of the seventh. But a huge, huge insurance run on that leadoff solo home run from Sierra Welch. Makes it 2-0 Clinton. Bottom of the seventh coming up in 60 seconds. This is Girls Regional Softball brought to you by Aspen One Hour on Fox Sports 101.9.
Kubota keeps the job site running smoothly with the number one selling compact excavator lineup in the world. Reliable, capable, and backed by strong dealer support. Stop by today to power up your crew. Right now, bring home select Kubota excavators with 0% financing available or save up to $7,000. Now through June 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimer for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.
Bottom of the seventh, all comes down to this from Hanover Horton High School. 2-0 Clinton, and we got a leadoff base hit from Ollie Powers. Early on, able to get some good contact against Ashlyn Benscotter. And the first time today, actually, Lumen Christie, their leadoff hitter, gets on. A huge base hit for Ollie Powers. Actually 2-for-3 now. Only fourth hit of the game for Lumen. We're going to have a pinch runner on first base. And that is going to be Cody Ruge. So Ruge, base runner on first with no outs. Lumen trailing 2-0, bottom of the seventh. Going to try to at least tie this thing to force extras against this tough Clinton team. Next pitch. That was the first pitch to Bella Rozek. She swings and fouls one out of play to the trees along Moscow Road. She falls behind 0-for-1. Mentioned the key, just try to get multiple base runners on in an inning. Mount that pressure against Ben Scotter. Boom and Christie, of course, they have been retired in order a couple of times. But anytime they've gotten base runners, they're only able to get one on in an inning. 1-1 count for Rozek. Next one. That one's high. Goes to the backstop, and that's going to advance Cody Ruge to second on that wild pitch. So Ruge on at second. No outs. Now going to be a visit in the circle here for Ben Scotter. And Coach Lisa Roberts coming in, having a chat, trying to settle things down here. As I mentioned, as brilliantly as Ben Scotter's been pitching in this one, still a razor-thin margin of error. Trying to shut this thing down. Will and Christie trying to rally here. Saboa Rozek stands back in. 2-1 count currently. Put the base runner Cody Ruge at second. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Count runs even, 2-2. Rozek 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts, trying to come through the big knock right here. Of course, she started the game pitching, since moved to third base. Ben Scotter winds and fires, swing and a miss. Strikeout number 12, bringing the Heat strikeout. Brought to you by IST. Huge first out of the inning for Colton. And here is Aaron O'Dowd, designated player at the plate. First pitch taken. Ooh, called strike one. Looks like that might have been too high, but just clipping the top of the zone. Next pitch. That one getting the inside half. Called strike two. Ashlyn Benscotter, again, her ability to just consistently pitch for strikes, and her fastball, unbelievable today. Up two, swing and a miss, and that brings Lumen to their final out. 13 strikeouts in the Heat strikeout brought to you by AIST. Here is Mallory Arcaro trying to keep this thing going for Lumen. 2-0, but the tying run at the plate. Got a runner on second. First pitch, swing and a foul behind. Arcaro, 1-for-2, double in the second, ground out in the fifth. Boy, she gets a double right here. Whole new ball game. Next one, swing and a foul tip behind, 0-2 count. Ben Scotter, chance to shut down Lumen Christie here. Mallory Arcaro trying to keep this thing going. Back in the circle. 0-2, check swing, did she break the plane? Ooh, that was close. Even close on the location, too, just off the plate. And even from my angle, does look like she held up in time. So a huge, huge taken pitch right there. 1-2 count now. Next delivery, taken high, 2-2. Working even in the count. Just one pitch at a time here. Runner on second, two outs, 2-0 Clinton lead, Lumen Christie. Trying to rally here in the bottom of the seventh. Regional semis here at Hanover Horton High School. 2-2, check swing. Didn't go, and that's off the plate. Big take right there. 3-2 full count. Man, imagine drawing a walk here at the least. Mentioned just trying to get multiple base runners on, mount the pressure. At that point, you'd get the tying run at first. Next pitch. Called strike three. On the upper inside corner, all three strikeouts coming by way in this inning of those outs. And that'll do it. Clinton takes down Lumen Christie 2-0 in the regional semifinals. And they will move on to the regional championship. They'll be awaiting the winner of Homer and Grass Lake. Unbelievable pitching performance in this one by Ashlyn Benscotter. She was untouchable in this one. Pitched very effectively. Her location, her fastball especially, and just racking up those strikeouts. Her final line here through seven innings. Benscotter, no runs allowed on just four hits. 14 strikeouts and no walks. Just unbelievable pitching performance here. She is definitely the MVP of the game for Clinton. But the other one, the offensive MVP, is Sierra Welch. She drove in the go-ahead run back in the fourth inning. And then a huge insurance run, a leadoff home run in the top of the seventh to make it 2-0. And Clinton, they were able to get some pressure on the bases offensively in the third inning, had three consecutive base hits. One of those caught out at second to being aggressive on the bases, but a chance to score there in the third, did not, and then a double and then a single with two outs with Sierra Welch coming through there in the fourth, made it 1-0, and then as I mentioned, since then, Lumen Christie with Bella Rozek and then Ollie Powers pitching very effectively to shut down Clinton until that leadoff home run in the top of the seventh for Sierra Welch to make it 2-0. But again, it all comes down to Ashlyn Benscotter. Unbelievable. She was virtually untouchable in this one. And she's able to shut down this this great Lumen Christie batting lineup and ends Lumen Christie's season. Their final record on the season at 22-8-1. They go down here just short of where they finished last year in the regional championship. Last year lost to Langsburg, this year losing in the regional semis to Clinton. And then Clinton continuing their great season. As I mentioned, they were out in only the district tournament last year. And here they are moving on to the regional championship. They'll be taking on the winner of Grass Lake and Homer, which, for that matter, we're going to be sending it back to regular programming. And when we come back, we'll be not here on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. We'll actually be for the next two games, Homer and Grass Lake, and then the championship. We'll be over on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. That game should be approximately in the next 30 minutes or so, maybe 45 minutes. But stay tuned. Again, final score 2-0, Clinton over Lumen Christie. Clinton moving on to the regional championship. Back to regular programming on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.